Good morning. God bless you for calling in this morning. This morning I would like to just touch briefly on one more thing in confession. We look at the word confession as something that we need to do for salvation, but it's also to acknowledge or to earn what you have done. But the Bible speaks about confession a couple of different ways. One way is to acknowledge what you have done, but the other one is to acknowledge somebody else, as we can see with confess Jesus to all men. But something else that I really encourage in your Christian walk is this one: confessing how you feel about something to God. Don't be afraid to tell God how you feel about Him or the situation you are in. After all, He is the Lord, and by simply expressing your feelings to Him, why, He can relieve the burden that you have. If you find yourself in a difficult situation, tell God. You can't tell God something He doesn't already know. That He knows everything you're going through, but He really wants you just to tell Him. Again, I'm going to use the analogy of a father-son relationship. Sometimes we know that our children may have done something, but we really just want the children to admit that they have done it. And that's not how it is with God. He wants us, or maybe not just admit they have done it, but to come and tell us how they feel. How do they feel about certain things? And it makes your life as parenting a lot easier if your child brings out how he feels about a situation. David, a man after God's own heart, he did that a lot in Psalms. And in Psalms 35, his writings, here he goes down a long, kind of intriguing chapter of how he felt about a situation and his cry to God for assistance, a prayer for rescue from enemies. Psalm 35, plead my cause, O Lord, within the strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. There, he's clearly asking the Lord to fight against those that fight against him. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear, and stop the way against them that persecute me. And say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded, and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them away. Let their way be as dark, slippery, and let the angel of the Lord pursue them. For without cause have they hid from me their net in a pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul. So here are these verses. It's completely David is. This, you can hear he's in a really, really bad situation, and he's crying out to the Lord to vindicate his situation, to take down his enemy. And he's really just crying out to the Lord. And then we'll see here what happens. So let destruction come along, verse 9, and my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in his salvation. So David is clearly letting God know how he feels about his enemy. He's clearly letting him know how he feels about the situation that he's in. And he's clearly asking God, take care of these people, that my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and it shall rejoice in his salvation. I'm going to continue reading here. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivereth the poor from him that is too strong for him, yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses shall rise up. They lay to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded my evil for good and the spoiling of my soul. There again, he's still crying out to the Lord, saying, Lord, vindicate me. I have not done any wrong, and these people are wrong against me. He's expressing the very depths of his heart about how he feels. And even the expression of his heart might actually be an overreaction. It might actually be more than it actually, than the situation actually is. But he's being honest. He's being truthful with his heart to God. And I think it's important that we remember that. I'm just going to end this verse here, chapter here, in that verse 26. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice in my hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. So, whatever happened out of that situation, we know that he did come back to be king. But let's not be afraid. He was a man after God's own heart. And we know that he wrote many songs that had a lot of joy in them. So let's don't be afraid to tell God how we feel about something. We may even be expressing it harder or reacting. In our own hearts, it might seem worse than it actually is, as it might well have done here with David. But in the end, God still filled his heart with joy, and God still set him free, and he was still a man after God's own heart. Well, God bless you, and have a wonderful day.